And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I'm going to do so today by hurting your head a little bit. Yeah, I'm going to say some things that may or may not jive well with the space between your ears. And it's all designed to help educate you. It is. It's all designed to make you a better person. It's all designed to make you a better real estate investor. It's all designed to make you a little crazy. Yeah, it might make you a little crazy. But stick with me. Don't change that dial. Stick with me right now, because what I'm going to share with you right now is some information on information. Yeah, it's information on information. I'm going to share with you information on properties that have come across my desk over the last couple of days, and we're going to talk about them. We're going to talk about whether or not you should buy them. Now, before you buy anything, let's be very clear. Before you buy any property at all for investment purposes, you have to educate yourself. You must get educated. There are so many things that you don't know about real estate investing that they could fill volumes of books. Yeah, volumes of books. Trust me, go to your favorite bookstore or go on Amazon and take a look at what kind of books are written about real estate investing. And you're going to find all kinds of major topics, all kinds of minor topics, all kinds of ancillary topics. There's a lot of books that have been written about real estate investing. So which one do you get? Which one holds the keys to the kingdom? Well, I'll be honest with you. I've read a lot of those books, and a lot of them left me wanting. They did. They left me wanting for more tangible information. A lot of these books, they will give you information that is legitimate. They will. They'll give you facts. They'll give you figures. They'll give you examples, and they will talk you through their version of real estate investing. But how do you know their version of real estate investing is the right version for you? Have I just blown your mind a little bit? Now, let's think about the different types of real estate investing that are out there. There's flipping, which technically is not real estate investing. Now, I know some of you would disagree with me. Some of you think, well, we're buying assets and we're flipping them and we're making money off of them. Yeah, but let's put it into context. What you've really done is you've bought yourself a job. You've bought yourself a commitment to an asset that doesn't produce any cash flow for you. So because that asset doesn't produce any cash flow for you, all it can produce is equity gains. And sometimes you do well with the equity gains, and sometimes you don't. It depends on whether or not you buy the right asset in the right market at the right time. Yeah, there's a lot involved with flipping. Now, getting back to that concept of a job. So let's say you flipped a house. Let's say you made $25,000 off the flipping of that house. Let's say it costs you $5,000 to support your household every month. Now, I know that's probably a low number for a lot of you, but let's for giggles and grins, let's just say it only costs you $5,000 to support your household. So you just made $25,000. How long can you go until you run out of money and need to have another asset flipped so that you can make some more equity gains? Short answer is 5 months, right? Yeah, it's not hard math. 25,000 divided by 5,000, that's 5 months. Or is it the other way around? I don't know. My math calculator is broken right now. I'm not even using it. But you get the point. 5 months. And what happens if you get into month six and you don't have another asset working, or you don't have another asset that's primed to produce another $25,000? You've gone upside down. You now have gone into a sixth month that you don't have money to cover. So you're going to arrears in your own household budget. That can be a problem. For people that rely on flipping for their income stream, it's like dancing with the devil. That's my personal opinion. Now, I know some of you are flippers. I know some of you are really good at it. I know some of you make a lot of money with it. But here's the problem. You're working. Now, some of you would try and turn that argument around on me and say, well, I know how you buy and hold guys are. Yeah, you go out and you buy the asset, and then you do the same work that we do, and then what do you do? Well, what we do is we put it back into service as clean, functional workforce housing. And at that point, it starts producing something called cash flow for us. Now, the equity's still there, but we don't harvest the equity because we're not living off the equity. We're living off the cash flow. That cash flow comes in every month. And by using that money to offset our cost of living, we've effectively retired ourselves. Once we get enough assets under our belt that they're producing enough cash flow that it meets or exceeds our expenses of living, guess what? We can be done. All right, now check it out. It was 2017 when I made the decision that what I had been doing for real estate investing, and I had been investing in real estate for quite a while, I just wasn't getting the results that I talk about today on this radio show. Back then in the day, prior to 2017, I wasn't getting the results that the radio show produced by Lifestyles Unlimited was telling me. So I was like, okay, what's the angle? What's the scam? What's the come on? What are they trying to do that I don't already know about? Well, turns out it was a lot. Yeah. So let me explain how this whole thing went down. 2014, I retired from the United States Army. It was time for me to go. I got into Fort Living Room and I realized that I didn't have enough income coming into my household to support the expenses of my household. And you're probably going, well, why is that? I mean, you retired, right? Yeah, I did retire. I retired from the United States Army. I was making a good six-figure income when I retired from the United States Army. I was. I mean, that's the rank I'd rose to. That's the level of service that I had, the number of years of service. All of that is calculated into your pay. There's other things that are calculated into your pay. And once all the dust settles, I was making well over a decent six-figure income. And then it came time to retire. And I earned that pension. I did. I earned that pension. And here was the problem with the pension. The pension paid me one-third of what I used to make when I was serving on active duty. Yeah. So imagine you in your current lifestyle retiring and then being forced to live off of one-third of what you used to live off of. It's kind of difficult, huh? I mean, where do you make the cuts, right? What is no longer important to your household, right? Now, strangely enough, I had two kids in high school that were getting ready to go to college. So I had that big monkey coming at me too, right? So I owned real estate and I looked at my real estate and I went, well, I've owned this real estate for a while. It's not really paying my bills. Matter of fact, it's costing me money to maintain the real estate, but maybe eventually one day it'll pay. And I found myself having to go back into the workforce. That's what most military retirees are forced to do because they can't live off the pension. I was no different. So it took me 10 months to find a job. Now, I didn't find that job that I was expecting to find, you know, the one that was going to replace my six-figure plus income. No, I found one that paid me like less than half of that. But when I took that amount of income and I added it to what I was getting in retirement, it didn't completely fill the gap, but it filled a portion of it. And then by reducing certain expenses in my life, by eliminating certain things from my life, by selling things that I had acquired in my life, I was able to kind of make it. But there was a 10-month period between when I retired and when I found that job where I was just living off of one-third of what I used to make. So how did I do it? How did I survive? How did I not file for bankruptcy? Because trust me, that was on my mind. Here's how I did it. I had four vehicles that I owned free and clear, one for every driver in my family. I took one title down to my bank, took out a loan, lived off the proceeds of that loan while paying that loan back. When the money ran out, took title number two down to the bank. When that money ran out, title number three, wash, rinse, repeat through title number four. When the money was running out from title number four and I had amassed all this debt that I didn't have before, I was still in a world of hurt. Had not found a job yet, had not been selected for a job, had been looking, had been interviewing, nothing. So what did I do next? Well, in my wallet, I have these little plastic devices. They're called credit cards. And all of my credit cards have a cash advance feature on them. And I went to the one that ironically gave me the most cash advance potential while charging me the least amount of interest. And as I was getting ready to go down to the bank and take cash out against my credit card, I landed a job. Again, not that six-figure income I was trying to get, a lot less. But at least it was a job that would stop the financial hemorrhaging in my life. So I went to work. 2015, I went to work, and I was miserable. I was working way below my pay grade. I had a lot of skill sets that nobody took advantage of. I had a lot of institutional knowledge that nobody understood. And I was working for some people. Now, my immediate boss was great. She was awesome. But everybody between her and the top level of the organization, they were all there for themselves. It was very clear to me. And in that organization, there was a huge imbalance between the people at the upper elements of management and what they earned and everybody else. And guess where I was? I wasn't even in management. I was just a guy doing a job, and I was miserable. And in 2017, 2 years after I took that job, I stumbled across Lifestyles Unlimited. And I listened to the message. And I took note. And I decided I was going to go find out what this Lifestyles Unlimited was all about. But man, was I skeptical. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about that. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. We're having some fun too, but we're mostly working on your financial freedom. And we're doing so by me sharing kind of an info dump on what I went through in my past life that caused me to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And more importantly, in this segment, what I'm going to talk about is the fact that I actually thought Lifestyles Unlimited was a scam organization. I really did. I'm absolutely not lying to you. My scam alert was going off when I started listening to Lifestyles Unlimited on the radio. And here's why. Everything that they talked about, kind of like now, was different than what everybody else talks about. Have you noticed that? I know you listen to other real estate investing radio programs. Have you noticed that we in the Lifestyles Unlimited community are a little different than those other communities? Well, we are. And here's why we're different. We've been around for 35 years. Lifestyles Unlimited is not a fly-by-night organization, not by any stretch of the imagination. It was founded in 1990 by Del Walmsley. He's our founder, our CEO, and our lead mentor. And here's the point I want to make. When Del founded the company, it was based on the idea of helping other people achieve what he himself had achieved. It wasn't about Dell making himself filthy rich by starting an education company. That's not what it was about. It was about helping other people because he saw the need. He absolutely saw the need. And if you listen to his radio show, he talks about it from time to time on how Lifestyles Unlimited was birthed. And the root cause of that birthing is to help other people. And that concept right there, that value right there, is still at the core of Lifestyles Unlimited. It drives our mission statement. It drives our vision statement. It drives everything that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. Because it's about helping other people achieve what we've achieved. Now, When I came to Lifestyles Unlimited in 2017, I hadn't really achieved a lot. I had owned real estate for a long period of time. I figured it was eventually going to do something for me, but it hadn't done much for me. I was experiencing negative cash flow. I thought that was normal because I came from a part of the country where that was just, that's how you did business. You bought real estate, you absorb negative cash flow just to keep the property alive because you were going to make money off of the equity gains. Well, I did make money off the equity gains, but when you look back at the amount of negative cash flow that I absorbed, I didn't do as well with the equity as I should have because I was taking negative carry every month. And it wasn't just one piece of real estate. It was six different doors that I owned, six different assets that I was effectively losing money on every month because I thought that's just the way you did business. That's the way I had been taught to do business. Flawed, right? So when I'm hearing Lifestyles Unlimited on the radio, I'm going, there's a lot of common sense to what they're saying, but this can't be true. It can't be true at all. So one of the things they did on the radio is they invited me to attend a free workshop. So you know what I did? I went with my oldest son. And actually, it was his idea that we went. Because I was already skeptical. I was like, I don't know about this, John. And John's like, Dad, you've been listening to the same stuff I've been listening to. These guys seem to have a different approach than everybody else. I know, John, but I don't know. It seems too good to be true. So I went to that free workshop with my son. And I had my arms crossed, my legs crossed. Yeah, I had all that negative body language going on. And in my mind, I wasn't having what they had to say. But about halfway through the presentation, I went, oh, wait a minute. There's something to this. There's something to this. There's some good here. But I couldn't quite figure out if it was smoke and mirrors or if it was legitimate. And then the presentation ended and we were given an opportunity to join Lifestyles Unlimited. No pressure. If you want to join, great. You don't want to join, great. It's all up to you. Nobody's going to force you to do anything at Lifestyles Unlimited. So my son got up and he was going to go sign up. And I, whoa, time out. What are you doing? He said, Dad, I'm joining. And I went, no, you're not. And he goes, what? I'm an adult, Dad. You can't tell me what to do anymore. And I was like, yeah, he's got a point there. But I was concerned that he was going to be sold a bag of goods that wouldn't do anything for him. So I thought, you know what? In the back of my mind, I had like a half a nanosecond to figure this out. But I realized that if I shot down my son's dreams right there, because he had been talking about real estate investing for a while, he was trying to figure out how do you do it. If I shot his dreams down right there, well, what kind of dad would that make me? And it didn't cost an arm and a leg to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. It's actually a very, very affordable price point. So I said, okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go ahead and join with you. We'll both join. We'll go to the Financial Freedom Seminar and we'll get the education. But in the back of my mind, I'm going, yeah, you know what? I'm going to join to protect my son so that when we get to this Financial Freedom Seminar and they start actually telling me all the stuff I know isn't going to work, I can go, see, I told you so. And then we can escape. We can run away. So we went to this Financial Freedom Seminar. It was on a weekend, run Saturday through Sunday from 8 to 5 both days. It's led by a Lifestyles Unlimited member who just happens to be a multimillionaire, who just happened to become a multimillionaire by doing the stuff that Lifestyles Unlimited teaches. So this multimillionaire, his name's David Fisher, by the way, he did everything that he was taught to do, and he put it into action, and he turned $70,000, I think at that time, into like, I don't know, a couple of million dollars. Today, his net worth is like well over $17 million. So, I mean, it just goes to show that if you keep doing the things that Lifestyles Unlimited teaches you to do, you're going to continue to progress through the natural lifespan of a real estate investor. So we're sitting through this presentation, and I'm finding it difficult. Not difficult to follow, not difficult to understand what's being presented. I find it difficult to blow holes in what they're saying, because there's a ton of common sense in the narrative being delivered. And I find out the presenter, David Fisher, is a fellow veteran. So I've got something in common with this guy. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe I've been too hard on Lifestyles Unlimited. Maybe the strategic, the operational, and the tactical plan is right here for the taking. So let me hit you with some data, and let's see how you do absorbing the data. 423 duplex, 1774 square feet, built 1940. After repair opinion, $340,000. Available price, $140,000. Estimated equity capture, $71,000. Estimated cash flow per month, $330. Estimated out of pocket when taking advantage of hard money financing, $23,000. Return on equity capture, 314%. Estimated cash on cash return, 17.5%. Is this a property you'd buy? Go ahead, think about that for a minute. You want me to repeat some of the stuff? Okay. It's a 423, 1774 square feet, duplex, built in 1940. After repair opinion, $340,000. Asking price, $140,000. Estimated equity capture, $71,000. Estimated cash flow per month, $330. Estimated out-of-pocket for hard money financing, $22,608. Okay, it's a little bit less than the $23,000 I said, but that's a more specific number. Return on equity capture, 314%. Estimated cash on cash return, 17.5%. Should you buy it? Now, there's a group of you out there that are just going, yes, we should buy it. And the only reason you're saying, yes, you should buy it, is you probably think that I would never, ever present a bad deal on this radio show. And you would be wrong. Now, this, and not in this particular case, by the way, but from time to time, I do talk about some pretty bad deals that you shouldn't buy. It's rare, but it occurs. This is not one of these moments. So, should you buy this deal? Now, some of you are going, sounded like we could buy it for $140,000 and it might be worth $340,000. Correct. You are correct with that. Should you buy it based on that information? Now, some of you know to ask the question, how much is it going to cost to actually do the rehab and handle the closing and the holding costs? Some of you are oblivious to that question. But others of you know that you could take the after repair opinion of $340,000, you could subtract the equity capture of $71,000, and you come up with a number. You come up with a number that should represent your all-in cost. You need to keep your all-in cost to that number so that it doesn't affect the estimated equity capture at $71,000. Now, I realize I've just lost a lot of you, and I kind of was trying to. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to point out that there are certain things that I understand, certain things that I know, certain things that I've been taught by Lifestyles Unlimited, and I'm not the only recipient of this information. There's more than 50,000 of us across this country that are Lifestyles Unlimited members, and we've all been taught the same thing. So if you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member and you're listening to this particular episode, none of this is lost on you. You already know all the salient information. And to truly answer the question, should I buy this or should I not buy it, should be answered by looking at your goals and objectives. What are you trying to accomplish? Does this asset, with the fact that it can give you a 17.5% cash on cash return and a 314% return on equity capture, does this asset make sense for your investing strategy? Because if these numbers don't dial in to what you're trying to accomplish, it doesn't matter how good this deal sounds. it doesn't work for your goals and objectives. And since it wouldn't work for your goals and objectives, you got to reject it. You got to say thanks, but no thanks. But what if it does work for your goals and objectives? Should you buy it? Probably should. But do you know what to do with the asset once you buy it? Do you know the process you have to follow to take it from the time you actually buy it to the point where you receive your first rental payment on that asset? Do you understand everything that must occur in between? If you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member, the answer is yes. If you're not a Lifestyles Unlimited member, the answer is maybe. Because the information that Lifestyles Unlimited has put together to educate us, it's not proprietary information. As a matter of fact, the information's been around for hundreds of years. People like Benjamin Franklin back in the 1700s were using some of the strategies that we use at Lifestyles Unlimited to buy real estate back then and amass a great fortune. If Ben Franklin could do it several hundred years ago, what's stopping you today? And we got all kinds of technology to help us out today, stuff Ben never had access to 200 plus years ago. So the information that Lifestyles Unlimited teaches is time tested. Not just because we've been doing this for 35 years, but because the concepts that Del Walmsley put together came from as far as a couple hundred years ago, and they still work today. So why would you abandon something that works today just because it's a couple hundred years old? That would be kind of foolish, wouldn't it? It would be foolish. So should you buy this deal? If you're educated correctly on how to do this, you should probably buy this deal, but only if it makes sense for your investing goals and objectives. Does that make sense? So that really means you've got to sit down and you got to be honest with yourself and you've got to do some strategic planning. You got to think about where you want to be in the next year. You got to think about where you want to be in the next 5 years. Some of you might even work towards the next 10 years. So why do you go through that exercise? Because it helps you put a game plan together that will help you achieve your goals and objectives. And then all you have to do is find assets that work at the time you're looking for an asset, move it through the process that you've been taught to move it through, and rent it out on the backside and start making cash flow. Start enjoying the equity that you captured. Start getting all the tangible benefits of being a real estate investor. And then you go as fast as you want or as slow as you want because you're not flipping property. So therefore, you're not waiting for a check to come in to sustain your household because you're using a different methodology to attack your retirement problem. Equity is wonderful. Don't get me wrong. Equity is beautiful. In this particular deal I told you about, I mean, we would put less than $23,000 down. We would capture an additional $71,000 worth of equity. That's like $94,000 of equity in an asset that has a value of $340,000 that you only paid $140,000 for. And it all works because you know how to do it. But I would caution you, if you don't know how to do this, do not try and do anything that I have suggested that you might do on this radio show, because it could blow up in your face. Because as I pointed out earlier in the show, there's a lot of information out there, but it may not be all of the information that you need. But when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you know what you get? All the right information coming at you in a neat little package, tied off with a neat little bow. Time tested. People have been retiring themselves by doing what we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited for well over 35 years. I accomplished it. So you know what that means? You can accomplish it too. It is totally in the can get it done box. Now, all you need to do to accomplish this, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, click on start here, and that will give you an opportunity to sign up for a free workshop. Sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.